Blackstone Audio presents The River King's Road, a novel of Ithilas by Leanne Mercier, read by Stefan Rudnicki. For Mom and Dad, who took me to the library week after week, year after year, and almost never complained about the late fees, and Peter, who keeps me something close to sane. 1. Autumn 1217. Bryce Tarnell was not a pious man. It saved his life that day. The attack came at high sun, when Sir Galifred of the Bull's March and most of his men were in the tiny chapel of a tiny hamlet, observing their daily prayers. Ever since Galifred had married his pious young wife out of Sea-Watch, he'd become much more religious. All through their journey, she'd insisted that they stop at the nearest chapel for noon prayers, and he had obliged. By now their custom was well known, and the village Solaros usually had the chapel ready for them before they arrived. Bryce, alone among the knights in Galifred's retinue, was not anointed to the sun, and so was permitted, even expected, to avoid that daily bit of nonsense. He had just stepped out of the village inn to answer nature's call when he heard the thrum of bowstrings and saw the first flight of fire arrows trailing dark smoke against the bright sky arch in through the chapel's open windows. There were a dozen men waiting outside the chapel doors, hard-faced men, armored in oiled leather and chain, who carried swords better than any bandit could afford. They stood to either side of the doors, hidden from the view of those inside, but plain to any other eyes.